All a man hath will he give for his life. Let me touch his flesh, and I know he'll curse you to your face. He said, behold, it's in your hand, but save his life. Isn't that just a hair's breadth between death for weeks and weeks? But Job said, when he's tried me, I'll come forth as gold. Why? Because my feet hath held his steps and not declined. I've esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. He's weighed me in the balances, and I'm not found wanting. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Now, Jesus said this in Revelation 2 and verse 10 to the church of Smyrna. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison that you may be tried. God wants you tried. God wants you to know if your faith is real or phony. He wants you to know if it's weak or strong. And the Lord will strengthen your faith when it is tried, if you'll submit to the trial and don't run to the arm of flesh to get delivered.
Yes, amen.
Oh, I was put to the test and I run to the doctor. You flunked. You made a F plus. You didn't pass that test. You failed. You're a failure. So the Lord might give you another one these days. A bigger one. So he said, some of you is going to be put in prison and tried, and you'll have tribulation 10 days. That means you'll get the full course of trial. But be thou faithful unto death, and I'll give you a crown of life. Now I want to show you a tragedy. There's a lot of tragedies in the Bible, but I want to give you a good one here about King Saul. In 1 Samuel 15 and 1, Samuel said to Saul, see, Saul had already flunked one test. God had tried him out. Over in 1 Samuel 13, after 2 years, he flunked the first test from the prophet. He told him to wait 7 days till I get there, and Saul forced himself and offered the incense that only the priest could offer. God said, it's repented me that I made you king over Israel. You've done foolishly. All right, now God's going to give him one more chance. Going to try him one more time. So Samuel said to Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint you to be king over his people. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts. Here it is. It says, I remember that Amalek, what he did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up out of Egypt. Now you go and smite Amalek, utterly destroy all that they have, spare them not, slay both man, woman, infant, suckling, ox, sheep, camel, and ass. So he gathered the people of Israel together, and they went out against Amalek. All right, verse 12 for shortness. Well, verse 11, it repenteth me, God said to Samuel, I have set up Saul to be king, for he's turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments, and it grieved Samuel, and he cried all night to the Lord. Verse 12, when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set up him a place, and he's gone about and passed on and come down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said to him, blessed be thou the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord. A lot of people tell me that, and I know they're lying. Yes. Just like he knew it. And Samuel said, then if you've obeyed the commandment of the Lord, what meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? I can hear. I'm old, but I can still hear. I know you haven't obeyed the Lord, buddy. And Saul said, they blamed it on the people. They brought from the Amalek the best of the sheep and the oxen to sacrifice to the Lord your God, and we've destroyed the rest. And Samuel said to Saul, stay, and I'll tell thee this night what the Lord has to say about you. And he said, say on. And here's where he started back when he was hid behind the stuff in 1 Samuel 10. Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel. God don't choose you and I when we're big. He chooses us when we're little and humble and insignificant and insecure and everything else little. You get to feeling your oats, God don't need you. And he don't want you. And he won't have you. And the Lord sent thee on a journey. And he said, you go utterly destroy these sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they consume. Wherefore then did you not obey the voice of the Lord? And you flew upon the spoil and did evil in the sight of the Lord. And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and I brought back Agag the king and utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, the sheep, the oxen, the chief of the things which have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And this statement rings in my ears perpetually. Verse 22. And Samuel said, hath the Lord his great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. And because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord hath also rejected thee from being king. And he didn't just reject him from being king, he rejected him from being even his servant. Listen to this confession. Saul come down then and confessed, but it was too late. Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord in thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. That's what's wrong with the church today. They fear the people instead of God. Amen. And they'll be the voice of people and not the word of the Lord. And their weight in the balance is in their found wanting. Now therefore pray for me. What happened to this man? Tragically. 1 Samuel 16:14. And the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. God the Holy Ghost left, and the stinking spirit of the devil came in upon him. Where did it lead him? Lord, just briefly here, let's get a picture of this tragical history. He goes on here, and he follows David. He chases him around. But you get on over here to the 25th chapter, verse 1, it says, Samuel died, and they gathered themselves together, and they lamented him and buried him in his own house. All right? You go a little bit further on over into this biography, the 28th chapter. Verse 3, 1 Samuel 28:3, Samuel was dead, and all Israel lamented him and buried him. And Saul had put away those with familiar spirits. The Philistines gathered together in Shunem. Saul gathered Israel in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart trembled greatly. And when he inquired of the Lord answered him not. There was no more answer from the Lord by dreams or Urim, that meant by lights and perfections from the priest, or by his prophets. Then he went to a fortune teller and told him, you and your family is going to die. All right? You go to chapter 31, 1 Samuel 31 and verse 4. Well, I might as well get 2, 3, and 4. The Philistines followed hard upon Saul and his sons, and the Philistines slew Jonathan and Abinadab and Malchishua, Saul's sons, and the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him. He was sore wounded. And then in verse 4, the last clause, he took a sword and fell upon it, and he died.